who would one day be the chief of the Criminal Investigation Department and was now an assistant commissioner of police, engaged in the more delicate work of that department. In his erratic, tempestuous way, T.X. had suggested the greatest idea for a plot that any author could desire. But it was not of T.X. that John Lexman thought as he breasted the hill, on the slope of which was the tiny habitation known by the somewhat magnificent title of Beston Priory. It was the interview he had had with the Greek on the previous day which filled his mind, and he frowned as he recalled it. He opened the little wicket gate and came through the plantation to the house, doing his best to shake off the recollection of the remarkable and unedifying discussion he had had with the moneylender. Beston Priory was little more than a cottage, though one of its walls was an indubitable relic of that establishment which a pious Howard had erected in the 13th century. A small and unpretentious building, built in the Elizabethan style, with quaint gables and high chimneys, its latticed windows and sunken gardens, its rosery and its tiny meadow, gave it a certain manorial completeness which was a source of great pride to its owner. He passed under the thatched porch and stood for a moment in the broad hallway as he stripped his drenching mackintosh. The hall was in darkness. Grace would probably be changing for dinner, and he decided that in his presence...